A record-tying effort for a wideout, a dominating day for one defender, and a kick for the ages. Here are your postseason peak performances. Inactive the last 2 weeks of the regular season, receiver Randall Cobb made his presence felt in the wild card round. Cobb tied a franchise and NFL postseason record with 3 touchdown receptions, starting it off with a spectacular 42-yard Hail Mary catch on the final play of the first half.
Rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught! Yes! Into the end zone! Yes! Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay!
Cobb also hauled in touchdown grabs of 30 and 16 yards in the second half, on his way to a 5-catch, 116-yard day. Credit also has to go to the guy who threw the Hail Mary. Overcoming a sluggish start, Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns while tying his own franchise playoff record.
Wings the end zone. Yes! Touchdown! Over the middle, Randall Cobb!
His 125.2 passer rating was the 3rd highest of his career in the playoffs. Rodgers finished 19 of 26 for 308 yards. All 4 of his touchdown tosses came in the final 34 minutes of the game. It was only a matter of time before one of the Packers' most versatile players appeared in our list of peak performances.
Back to throw, Prescott steps up, he's hit, sack! Micah Hyde on the blitz!
Micah Hyde was everywhere against the Cowboys, sacking Dak Prescott, breaking up a deep ball to Bryce Butler, and picking off Prescott on a wide receiver screen with Dallas threatening in the red zone. The interception was Hyde's 4th in a 6-game stretch. Cook saved his 2nd 100-yard game of the year for the perfect time, catching 6 passes for 104 yards and a TD in just his 2nd career playoff game. He finished a 3rd quarter touchdown drive by himself, catching a 26-yard pass, and then grabbing the 3-yard TD toss on the very next snap.
36-yard pass play from Rodgers to Jared Cook.
He then made maybe the best play of the season late in the game, snagging Rodgers' 36-yard bullet along the sideline while tiptoeing to keep his feet in bounds. That set the stage for our next peak performance.
Snap, placement, kick to the uprights, and it is right down
yes!
The middle. It is good!
Mason Crosby's walk-off 51-yard field goal sent the Packers to the NFC title game with a 34-31 victory. It was the longest game-winning field goal in NFL postseason history. Moments earlier, Crosby drilled the longest postseason field goal in franchise history and the 3rd longest in league history, a 56-yarder, to put the Packers in front with 1:33 to play.
Those are your peak performances for the playoffs. Be sure to vote for your favorite, and next week we'll have all the top vote-getters, and you can choose your peak performance of the year.